What's up, guys? My name is Noelani Tsunami, and you are listening to Between Dreams.
I am so excited you guys and girls are here for this. An amazing story today of setting a huge goal and then getting out there, figuring out a way to make it happen, and making it happen. There's so many of these things that when we sit back, we see something in our mind and then we don't know how to start. The first step is really hard because sometimes there is no first step. You need to create it. You need to create your own path because you're doing something that there isn't just a set guideline to. And that's exactly what this is all about. We can't get stuck when things get hard. We got to plow through it and figure out a way. I'm so excited. This is such a good conversation today. And we have some new stuff coming. Of course, we will be rocking with the weekly episode. So every Monday, you'll get a new episode. And I'll tell you more about this at the end of the episode if you're interested. But we just launched our Patreon page. So for people who want to help contribute to make this show continue and make it even more awesome, you'll be able to contribute to the show and get some bonus content. As always, the show will remain free for everyone to listen to. So if you're interested in that, stick around at the end, hear a little bit about that. Thank you so much again for listening. This is Between Dreams. I'm Chris Ruggiero. Let's get into it. All right. We are at the beach. We're overlooking the beach. This is amazing. On a balcony that is kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's slightly scary, but I think it's the proper vibe of how it should be here.
I think it's part of the charm.
As I walked out here, you're like, just don't lean on the railing, which is kind of a funny thing to say when you're climbing onto a balcony.
Yeah. I guess what else can you expect when you're doing a podcast with a stunt woman? Don't lean on the balcony. It's ready for stunts at any time.
So I found your stuff via Instagram. We were just talking about this. The world of finding people who are doing cool stuff is so cool now because there's Instagram and YouTube and like a quick search and you can find somebody who's doing awesome stuff. And then, boom, one touch, you can email them, reach out, and connect. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing. Have you talk to me a little bit about your experience of like finding cool, because you were saying how you've been like kind of finding cool, adventurous people.
Yeah.
Have you had any like really cool stories of something cool that, and I think I want to go into this thing of like, we have no excuses anymore.
Yes.
There's no such time where we should be allowed to say I'm bored.
That's exactly, yes, 100%. And that's how honestly I've lived, you know, my whole life. I have always lived with intention and I'm not able to numbly go through things. Like if I do it, it literally makes me feel like a crazy person. I'm always actively seeking out new people, new things, new sights, new smells, new everything. Because I think that's our gift of life, especially in a place when we are so free to make those decisions. It is our duty to go out and learn and do new stuff. I feel like I've already lived so many lifetimes. I'm 28 years old now, and I've been a preschool teacher, a medic in the ER, a neurosurgery, just a traveler living in Hawaii. I've lived in Florida, moved to LA. Now I'm a professional stunt woman, and I do YouTube adventure hosting. And like, who knows what's next, but it's cool. Like, I think that one of the biggest problems with things like that is that people, instead of being stoked for someone that's finding success, it intimidates them or makes them feel smaller, when all reality, like, anyone that you see that's doing something better than you is a teacher or a mentor for you, where you should reach out and be like, hey man, like, I really respect your work, how can I do this, or ask for advice in any realm. And people are really willing to help when you come with an open heart and an open mind. And that's what Instagram has been so cool for, because when I first moved to LA, it was such a culture shock, because I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I grew up barefoot playing in the mountains all the time, mountain biking, rock climbing, snowboarding, skateboarding, like every day. That was my life, like off-roading my Jeep, never wearing shoes. And then I came here and I went to my first pool party and I'm like, yeah, pool party. And I get there and I'm like ready for like my blow up Shamu, like gonna jump in the pool. It's gonna be great. Cannonball contest. And every girl there is wearing heels and has like a professional Brazilian blowout. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to LA. Like, what do I do?
That swimming pool is just for a show.
That swimming pool is just for Instagram shots. Right. Yeah.
To be standing in front of.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't understand this at all. So Instagram, I started searching through and I looked up like the hashtag skateboarding girl in Venice Skate Park. And I started to meet really cool girls that skateboard too. And they were my very first friends here.
Yeah.
And now because I'm such an adventurer, and I love having really good girlfriends, which I think is really important to have a solid group of, you know, homies in whatever regard, but that are adventurers and want to go out and seek and do, because I work so deeply in the industry in Hollywood, and I that's cool and I love what I do, but my heart is in the mountains, my heart is in the ocean, and Instagram is a way that you can connect with people. We just went to Yosemite with a few incredible photographers, and just so cool when you get down to it about actually talking about like what life is and what actually matters, and intentionally creating and intentionally like going out and doing stuff instead of just letting life happen to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I call it living life on the radio. Like, I don't ever want to live my life on the radio. I don't want to listen to the stuff that's just there, shop at the stores that are just there, eat what's just there. Like, it's like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that's what's great, and that's why I saw your stuff, and I was like, oh, cool, you're out doing stuff and, like, accomplishing really cool things. And I want to talk a little bit about the stunt performance stuff, because that's a really interesting world. And I feel like I'm half in the live theater world, and now I've just moved to L.A. this year.
Congratulations.
So I'm also in the shocked world of like, oh, wait, how does this whole world work and everything?
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated and intrigued by the little pockets of things that people do for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool that somebody who has this weird... quote, weird passion or hobby, that here you're able to turn that into a job and a career.
Yeah.
So it's how do you go from being someone, like you said, out doing cool, hanging out in the mountain, in the not Hollywood world, to coming here and then getting into, so I feel like so many people have that idea like, oh, I want to move to Hollywood and be in movies. So what was that like for you to...
I mean,
get into it.
It's a very interesting question, because, you know, people will see my posts on social media, and obviously you're going to be sharing your triumphs with people. And my view of it is not like, look at me, but it's look at this, like, look what you can do if you put in the time and the effort. But, you know, at this point I have been very blessed to have worked on a whole bunch of TV, film and commercial and otherwise. But just a year ago, I was eating tomatoes out of a can because that's all I could afford. And I weighed 20 pounds less because I didn't afford food.
Yeah.
And I lived in a shit apartment. And I, you know, had just broken up with a boyfriend. And so it was just like this rough zone where I'm like, like the world is falling. Like, I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am. I'm looking in the mirror just like staring. Like, what am I doing? You know? And then it's not an easy road. But it's not at all. It's honestly, it has kicked my ass in more ways than I can explain to you. Like, it's been so hard. It's been very hard to find your tribe here. It's been very hard to, it's hard. Your life is perpetual rejection. And it's because of how you look, how you talk, how you move, how you do anything, because it doesn't fit the bill. But once you start to realize, like, that has nothing to do with you at all, then you can start to kind of like move forward from it. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, but the hardest thing that, or the worst thing you could do would be to give up.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I see myself now, like, I was having a really rough go, but then I would go back to Utah and see my friends there whom I love and who, you know, have been very big parts of my life, and I really appreciate them, but they've chosen different paths with, you know, getting married or and having children and doing that or, you know, whatever. And that's cool, but I don't want that life for myself at all. And the more I go back to Utah, the less it feels like home. The more when I get on a flight to LA, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, I did it. I moved to freaking LA. Like, no way. Like, I did it. And yeah, it's really hard here. It is. Like, traffic blows. Like, trying to get an agent, get your side card. Like, it's a whole, like, wind of things. But what sounds like absolute death to me and more hard than I could ever explain is doing some 9-to-5 job that I never loved just because it's simple and safe and whatever. Like, I have no idea where my next job's coming from.
Yeah.
I literally never know when I'm going to work again. And then I'll get a text that says something along the lines of, like, hey, you available Tuesday? Great. Production's calling you. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Like, It's a, if you want to do it, like, you will find success. You will. But you have to not give up. And I was reading this statistic somewhere, and something about 70% of people who move to LA go home within the first 6 months.
Right.
Like, that's not, you have to give, you have to go through, like, the stewed tomatoes as your main meal for, you know, however long to get to where you can get the cereal and the milk. And, like, even that is, like, an accomplishment, you know?
Yeah.
But if you want it, like, for me, what I did is I just researched and researched IMDb for all of, you know, the stunt coordinators and who I needed to introduce myself to, what skill set would I need in order to be successful? Because my background is action sports, so skating, snowboarding, climbing, like off-roading, jeeps, whatever, always really active and athletic. But I didn't grow up doing martial arts or gymnastics, and a lot of stunt performers are, you know, incredible athletes. Like, for example, Jessie Graff is a homie of mine, and she's winning American Ninja Warrior. Like, she's so cool. Like, or Lisi Romberg is one of the best parkour female free runners in the world. Like, she's a stunt woman.
Yeah.
Like, these are the people that you surround yourself with. But it's so cool because it pushes you to just work so hard to be, like, to get up to that level. But then you find your strengths and see what sets you apart. Like, for example, for me, I think there's only one or two other girls in all of stunts that can actually ride a skateboard. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, too, is you can't get down on yourself for thinking that you suck comparatively to what someone else's skill set is, if that makes sense. Like, you have to really value yourself or you're going to get so beat down.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to walk out of an audition and be like, oh, my God. But then you're going to walk out of an audition that you, like, for example, I was brought in to audition to double Wonder Woman on the last Justice League film. And I didn't get it, and that's totally cool. But when I realized what I was there for, I literally walked out and just sat in my car and sobbed for 20 minutes. Because I was, like, so freaking thankful and blown away that I've aligned myself so much to where an ultimate dream is, like, on the way in some regard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But had I given up, like, that never would have happened.
Yeah. And there was something in there that I was just talking to somebody else about. We often put that, so we take those things so personally that they're rejecting us.
Yes.
And you have to realize that if you're trying to do something, whatever it is, like for me, it's like I do my live show, and the reality of that is most people that I reach out to don't need a company that's having a party or whatever, an event that's having entertainment. The reality of it is that most of them don't need what I'm offering.
Right. So, but doesn't, like, mean what you're offering is bad.
Right.
They just don't need it.
And that's why it's like, so there's a built-in guarantee that most of the people that I reach out to are going to say no.
Yeah.
Because that's the nature of it. Same with going to an audition. The odds of them picking you, if there's 13 people in the room, the odds are obviously, like, in theory, against you of the numbers.
Yeah.
But they're not rejecting you because you're not, you know, it might be because your hair is not
the right color. I was
going to
say, because my hair is brown.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
And then so you could say, oh, what did I do wrong? All this stuff. When reality of it was just the thing of it. You just need to go. If you're one of 13, you just need to show up 13 times. And then that one of those is going to be the thing, or reach out to that many more people. You know, for me, it's like 1 out of 100 events that's having entertainment is going to want my type of entertainment.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean if I reach out to 50 and they all say, no, that wasn't anything that I did wrong. It was that it just wasn't a good fit. So I just need to do more of that. And the same thing with, we were talking about earlier, like reaching out to cool people that you want. And you talked about that, finding your tribe and finding your world of, like, people that are in your, doing what you want to do. It's doing a podcast. 50% of the people that I reach out to be on the show just don't even respond. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, because I'm reaching out to people who are, like, usually really busy and doing something in their world, and I'm like, okay, cool, so I'll try again in 2 months, and then maybe they, hey, yeah, sorry, I saw your email, I meant to respond. I'm like,
but life happened.
It just, like, they didn't reject it, they were just had something else going on. So, long rant, but the point is, when you're hearing no's or you're having a tough time, like, it's probably not anything that you are personally doing. It's just a matter of connecting with more people.
Yeah.
Finding more
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, and it's, you know, that's so accurate. And then things will come out of the blue that suit you so well. Like, for example, I got a text from my agent this summer and he was like, hey, like, you have a 5:30 p.m. Skype interview. I was like, cool, whatever. I'm not thinking anything of it. Like, open up my Skype, like, literally, like, flannel, chilling, like, normal Nolani situation. And I open up my thing. And Olivia Wilde is on my Skype. She goes, hi, Nolani, my name's Olivia. I'm like, ah. I'm like, oh.
Fix her hair real quick.
I know. I was like, hi. Literally, it was like, oh. I'm like, hey, Olivia. Nice to meet you. Wilde. What is happening? She was like, yeah, so you're a stunt woman and a model and an actress and a skateboarder. Like, that's so cool. Like, tell me about your life. Like, I need to know you. Like, where did you come from? Da, da, da. And I was like, all right, well, this is who, like, I just, like, got into it, and we just started, like, laughing, and we talked for, like, 45 minutes, and it was so funny, because I'm, like, in my head going, what is going on? What is this? She's like, yeah, well, the boys and I were Googling you. I was like, oh, the boys? She's like, yeah, the band. I'm like, right, the band, okay, like, cool. She's like, oh, sorry, the Peppers. I'm like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. She's like, yeah, I'm directing their new music video, and we want you to play the lead.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sounds good. And in my head, I'm all, you're telling me that you and Anthony Kiedis were sitting on a couch and Googling me? I'm like, what? How does that even happen? And then I told her about how I got my SAG card, which was, like, you know, a totally, like, smart way to do it. I don't know if you know much about Screen Actors Guild or union. So, like, getting your SAG card is gnarly. You either be Taft-Hartleyed by a producer or, you know, the thing.
Yeah.
So I became a SAG signatory producer myself. Mm. I wrote, produced, directed, starred, stunted, made all the costumes, whatever, a short, and I attached Harley myself before I moved here, so I knew I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And I told her that story, and she was like, man, I respect your hustle. And I was like, thank you. And then I, like, close the Skype after. She's like, we'll be in touch. I'm like, cool. Like, I close it, and I, like, lay on the couch like a starfish. I'm like, Olivia Wilde respects my hustle. Like, it doesn't even even matter what happens after this. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that came out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
And I had no idea, like, that was coming my way. But then, like, for example, yesterday I had this really big national commercial audition, and I thought it went super well, and, like, the casting director was dying laughing, literally dying. He goes, oh my god. He goes, callbacks for Thursday, see you then. I'm all, cool. It's Thursday and nada, nothing. You know, so it's, you just never know, like, what's meant for you in life will not pass you. But you have to be actively seeking out, like, the things and have your eyes open to see them, or you won't see them at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's great. Now, and I'm glad you went right into us, sir. We had a little bit of a thing there of, like, oh, everyone's going to tell you no, and that's okay. It was great to go into something where I was like, cool, and then you get these things that happen. I want to ask you a little bit about, also, besides the Hollywood world, about, like, road trips and going out, like, going back to where you came from and going and exploring new things. We're coming up, we're entering the new year here. Do you have a standout moment of this previous year that's just something epic that, and something that it
outside, you know, of what I do for work?
Yeah, or if you have one that really stands out in the work thing, go for that.
I definitely, this year was...
Let's do one of each.
Okay, one of each.
Okay. Getting away from work.
Okay, I have to do this one from work because this, I seriously was one of the most... All right, so I lived on Maui when I graduated from college. I bought a one-way ticket. I left, and I lived in a hostel for a while, did trade work, just enjoyed, like, met all these amazing people from all over the world, like, my kind of people, you know, like, the barefoot travelers that, like, take you in and love you already and cook food and you cliff jump, and it's great. But yeah, I've been wanting to go back there forever. And one of the things I really wanted to intentionally manifest for myself was working in Hawaii. And I saw this post by a stunt coordinator who runs Hawaii Five-O. And this was just about a year ago. And he was like, hey, I need a girl to double this actress. And he put the picture up of the actress. And her name's Olga Fonda. She's wonderful. I ended up doubling her again for a feature the next month, funny enough. But she... You know, I'm 5'9", and I have really dark hair, and I am considered ethnically ambiguous when it comes to stunts, because depending on how long I'm in the sun, like, I can be Brazilian, Italian, or very French, or whatever, you know, Latin. So I sent in a picture of my friend for it, and I was like, hey, man, like, I think my girlfriend would be a good double for this actress. But I also just wanted to send my picture, too, because I have been training really hard since last time we spoke, and I think I could do it. But anyway. Anyway, thanks so much. You know, not thinking anything of it. Then I get a reply back like, thanks, you're too tall for this one. But, you know, we appreciate it. I'm like, cool. Then I got a text from him an hour later. Hey, I need you to send me a reel of you fighting. And I was like, oh, I don't have a fight reel. He's like, okay, well, if you can get one to me in 45 minutes. No, 1 hour. 1 hour. Because I had 45 to put it together. He's like, if you get to me in 1 hour, I'll consider it. And I was like, okay. And I go, what's the scene? He was like, it's a woman in an operating room and she murders 5 people. She thinks she's a surgeon, but she kills everyone with a scalpel. And I was like, okay, so I have to like manifest 5 people to come and help me and film this in LA. Like make that shit happen. Somehow by some magic I did and put it together, did the whole scene, like did my best. And I knew full well, like I'm not a martial artist, but I can brawly fight and I've been training hard. And I was like, okay, like, all right. I sat in my car for like 20 minutes before I sent him the fight. I was like, I did my best. Like I have no control over the outcome. I sent the text and I put it down. And I put my phone down. I was driving on the 405, like put it down, put it away. I'm all, damn it, I need directions. So I like picked it up to like look at my GPS. And as I did, there was a text from Jeff saying, great, travel's calling you. You fly out January 2nd. You'll be in Hawaii for 2 weeks. Wow. And I was just like, I literally drove with my hand over my mouth.
Yeah.
Like in shock and so much bliss. I was so overcome by like, I couldn't even imagine what had just happened. Like just because I tried, like, and I didn't give up and I made it happen. And like, I got to the freaking airport. They fly you first class when it's a certain amount of people. So I'm flying first class to Hawaii, being paid to go be a stunt woman on Hawaii 5-0, staying on this beautiful beach in Waikiki. I'm like, what is happening? I get to like rally cars, like full speed reverse, shoot a bunch of guns, like do all this cool stuff. I'm like, how did this even happen? And that was like ultimate, especially because that was right when my luck turned. That was when I first started really working and I could start to afford food and like gas and whatever. And then to be sent to Hawaii for Hawaii 5-0. And then I got sent to Mexico for Fear of the Walking Dead and Boston for Patriots Day. It's just been like, what is happening? Does that make sense? So it was that first moment where it all clicked and for the exact place where my heart lives.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's amazing to have that of, I mean, there's a lot of people who never make it to that point of they give up before that happens.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. And
it's
so hard.
There's
those moments you said of eat it, like not being able to eat food. And then the next day you're on the, you know.
First class to Hawaii. Yeah. I'm literally like drinking wine in first class watching a Zac Efron movie and I start crying because I'm so happy for the character in the thing. And the woman's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, don't tell anyone I'm crying at a Zac Efron movie. So that would be definitely the work. As far as adventures go, where did I go this year? I think that because I grew up in Utah, you know, Zion has always been one of my favorite places, or off-roading down in Moab. With the YouTube stuff that I've wanted to do, I've always wanted to create content, and I really enjoy visual storytelling and cinematic, like, beautiful things. Showing people things in a different light that maybe they wouldn't have even noticed. But the ultimate goal with it is that I want to show people that adventures are accessible. And you don't have to be me, crazy, like, always stoked to run around barefoot, like hiking Angel's Landing with no shoes, to get out there and do it. And it was really cool because this year I made like my very first, like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. And I did it all on my phone just to prove the accessibility, and went down to Zion. So beautiful there. And then subsequently went to Yellowstone. I'd never been to Yellowstone before, and that place was insane. Oh my goodness. Like, it was like being on another world. And I went with a homie of mine who converted a house into a bus, or bus into a house.
Yeah.
And so we were able to cruise around that and just like slept in that and like made sandwiches and would go on adventures. And like Yellowstone was one of the most magical places I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
All these hot springs, geothermal activity. Like, it was insane. And it reminded me so much. I love what I do, but there's so much happening more than we even think about, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was cool because then it ignited the really like, hey, like, I need to do this project with the YouTube stuff. And Yeah. Does that make sense?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, that's great. That's and again, I think it's so cool to hear of the things that I think all the mm-hmm. things that you are talking about that you're excited about and that you're accomplishing are because of steps that you took that are probably easier not to do, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Oh, there's, it totally there's like, does, yeah.
Coming into everything. I mean, it's like I have this podcast, so there's like 45 episodes or something. So it's like a decent amount. It's not like a couple. And it's still like kind of before everyone, I'm like, do I? You know, it's you have this thing that for some reason, even when there's something that we really want to do, whether it's like make a YouTube video, it's mm-hmm. like sometimes you don't want to. Take out your phone or your camera and like talk to the camera. Yeah, like you feel embarrassed because there's other people looking at you or something.
Totally. Even just now, I'm like, I don't want to be rude, but I really would like to document this because I think it'd be a fun one. But I also don't want to be rude. Like, is it okay? Like, I totally know what you're saying, and it's so common and human. And that's like a big thing that I think that we just don't even the things that we're embarrassed about is the things that we're all embarrassed about. Yeah. So like, just do it. Like, just go.
And there's so many things of that I've done and like going back and like reviewing footage like at 2 o'clock in the morning on my computer. I'm like, I'm so glad I did that.
Yes.
Even I was so close to just being like, screw it. I'm not going to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you capture something or you talk to somebody and there's just like, wow, it was really close to this just never existing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me actually doing it. Mm-hmm. No one else is going to do it.
Right. Like, yeah. Well, yes. And that's exactly like literally exactly what you just said is so important. Like nobody is going to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
No matter what, like you and your gift and who you want to be, like, and your knowledge and your passion, be it from like, I don't know, you know, what you believe about past lives or future or whatever, or what we are beyond like these shells that we have. But like, nobody is you but you.
Yeah.
And if you don't be you, like, we're missing out on you. And we need you.
Yeah.
Like, we need every one of these humans to be that and to shed that light.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, that's been a big lesson for me is that I am so open and like light and loving, but when people aren't receptive to it or when it makes them feel small, I'm like, oh no, like let me just stop being me and my full expression of self so that you don't feel bad. Because it's your initial instinct, you're trying to help. But really, that's not helping anybody at all. Like, you have to, like, you have to be you. You need to.
Yeah, and we all have this thing, these things that are fed to us, I think, of like something that feels important to us. And again, it sometimes it feels hard to do it, but to get out and do it. So why don't we wrap it up? And I think we've had a lot of really cool, you've kind of already encompassed this whole thing. I like to finish with just like a tie it all together. Somebody who's listening at home that wants to go out and do these things and is having those feelings right now of, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. They want to go on road trips or move to Hollywood or start a podcast, start a YouTube channel, whatever it is. And they've spent the past year thinking about it.
But haven't done it.
And looking up YouTube tutorials on how to do it or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or seeing all these other people that they're looking up to doing it. And they are kind of scared, or for whatever reason, they're not doing it. What's your tip? What's your like package take home message for somebody that wants to make it happen?
Fear is a good thing. Mm. It's good to be scared of something. That means it's important to you. And for me, I'll think about what is the absolute worst outcome of this if I do this. Okay, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, what are you scared of? Like, but, I mean, seriously, what are you scared of? Realize what it could be, and then realize that you're going to live. And what's much worse is living where you are now and not ever trying.
Yeah.
So, fear is good. Let fear drive you. And trust yourself. And one last thing on that. If you had a friend that was telling you, like, you suck, you can't do this, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're not funny enough, like, whatever. Would you be friends with that person? Like, no. So stop talking to yourself that way.
That's great.
So go get them.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. That is such a great story to hear. I'm inspired. I'm motivated. I'm pumped up. And it just shows that when you set out to accomplish something and you have that goal, if you are willing to put in the work, you'll be able to get the reward. So pumped and excited to be able to share that. Thank you again for listening. And I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about what's going on with the show. We are moving to release a new episode every Monday. So you'll get a new episode like this one that you just listened to every Monday. And of course, the podcast will always be free to listen to wherever you listen to iTunes, the podcast app, on Apple phone, on iPhones, or on Android phones, whatever you listen to, wherever you listen to, the podcast will remain to be free, always. But we are, you know, the podcast takes a lot of time, effort, energy, and money for me to produce. You know, I need to buy gear and then host the files. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it that's behind the scenes that I know a lot of you guys don't care about or don't know about, and that's fine. If you just like to enjoy the show, that's great. If you listen to the show, that's amazing. But for those of you who want to help make the show actually sustainable, we launched a Patreon page that allows you to contribute every month to help the show grow. And of course, if you contribute to the show, you will get bonuses. There's things like you will get behind the scenes photos and videos and extra content from the different performers and interesting people and all the different people that I talk to. You'll get bonus content sent to you to see that behind the scenes stuff, a little more process. We'll figure this out. If you become one of the people who helps support and you have something that you want to see, we'll figure it out. We'll make something just for you as a huge thank you. And again, that really helps to make this happen, because even though it's just you see or hear an hour or so of content, a half hour to an hour of content a week, but it takes basically like days of work to do. So if I can help to do this, you know, that means a day that I can't be out working. And I want to keep doing this. And I know a lot of people get tremendous value from these. So if you can, I would love to have you contribute. Now, there's rewards that are just a couple dollars. You could do whatever you want. You know, what we're suggesting is $4 per month. So $1 per episode. So you get four episodes of amazing content for about the cost of a mid-range cup of coffee out at Starbucks or something. So if you could do that, that would be amazing, and we will love you forever, and we'll give you bonuses, and then we're going to be doing monthly giveaways for, like, the contest for giveaways, which would be books and gift cards to the monthly subscribers, the monthly Patreon subscribers. So again, the show will always be free. It will never be, you'll never have to pay for the actual show. This is just for people who really enjoy the show and really want to help and really want to help make this show even better and more awesome. You can do that. So thank you guys again for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode, and it's going to be amazing. If you want to participate in the Patreon page, you can go to patreon.com/betweendreams, and all the info is right there. And as always, send me a message if you have any questions or want to talk to me about anything. I will respond. Thank you guys so much again for listening, and goodbye.